This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been a pretty busy month in Lansing, with lawmakers introducing bills and resolutions. Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau reporter Kathy Gray has compiled a list of the bills and resolutions introduced so far in March. Kathy, what's the latest tally?
Well, in March so far, there was 113 bills introduced, and if history repeats itself, about 40 of those will actually become law. And, you know, there's some pretty controversial bills that have been introduced, some pretty mundane ones, too.
Well, let's start with the House, and what can you tell us about House Bill 4279, the Life Begins at Conception Bill?
That is an anti-abortion bill. It basically affords all the rights that are given to human beings, to fetuses, at the moment of conception. And so this could work to ban virtually all abortions. It could also work to criminalize abortions. And several states have tried to pass these types of bills, and they've usually been shot down in the federal court system.
Yeah, because abortion being legal in the United States, and you wonder how does this bill from Representative Cindy Gamrot, how would that ever trump federal statutes?
Right. And, you know, if it did come up for a hearing, if it did make its way through the legislature, I have to think that Governor Snyder could veto something like that. He has vetoed other abortion legislation in his first term, and it would certainly be challenged by abortion rights supporters.
And also from Representative Gamrot is House Bill 4309, which sounds like it's kind of along the same line.
Yes, and this bill would allow medical personnel and hospitals to refuse service that they find objectionable based on religious objections. And this is a bill that also got introduced in the Senate last year and made its way out of committee but never got taken up in the full Senate. So I don't know. I mean, this legislature is a bit more conservative than the last one, so it could come up, and I think it will certainly get a hearing in the House. And, you know, that's a very controversial bill, too. Certain facilities can already refuse to provide birth control services, things like that, some of the religious hospitals. But this could make this reach even further.
So it could broaden that.
Yes, absolutely.
No, a lot of drivers in Michigan are wishing that instead of dumping the road funding question right into the laps of voters the way the lame duck legislature did, that they would come up with a plan and affect it. But here we have three representatives Gamrot again, and also Todd Corser and Gary Glenn, resurrecting parts of a plan for road funding that didn't make it through the legislature last year.
Right. It would redirect a sales tax that is now charged on gasoline, which now goes to schools and local governments and things like that. It would redirect that money towards roads. The problem with that is then you've got to try to fill the gap that schools and local governments are going to experience if that money isn't available for them. And this is the plan that Speaker Bolger introduced last year. Parts of it passed the House, and they didn't pass the Senate, went for a more aggressive plan that raised more money for roads, and that didn't get through either. So, you know, this is the plan B if the road funding plan doesn't pass in the statewide ballot proposal on May 5th. Whether or not it will get through is a totally different question.
Mm. Now, there was, I noticed in the list that you had in Sunday's Free Press of these bills and resolution, one that kind of jumped out at me. It's not the most earth-shaking issue, but I think I've heard a lot of people saying it. Why don't we get rid of daylight savings times? What purpose does it make? And I guess Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor wonders the same thing.
That's right. That's right. Well, the University of Michigan came out with a study that said that the day that we go back onto Eastern Standard Time is one of the most disruptive days of the years for people's health and things like that. Whether or not you believe that, that's a different story. A couple of states have gone back and done away with daylight savings time. I think Alaska is considering it also. You know, this one I don't quite get, but there are some people who just don't like it. So,
well, it is annoying running around the house deciding whether or not you've changed all your clocks. And can we find out a little more? Apparently, Representative Irwin is also planning to introduce legalizing marijuana in Michigan.
He is planning on introducing that. Plus, there's a couple of ballot proposal groups out there that are looking to perhaps put it on the 2016 ballot. And I think a ballot proposal is probably more likely than the legislature coming up to legalize marijuana.
And Kathy, now over to the Senate. What are some of the more significant measures that you see?
One interesting one is that it would require all the statewide elected officials to file financial disclosure forms. And it would be for candidates, too, not just the people who get elected. And so we'll get to learn more about our candidates for office that way. I don't expect that one to pass. There's another one that would change the way electoral votes are distributed, and it wouldn't be a winner-take-all system, which we have right now. It would be a proportional system that if the first place person got 56% of the vote, he'd get 56% of the electoral college votes, and the second place winner would get the rest. There's several different plans for that, and that's always been kind of controversial. Another one would add water containers to the state's bottle deposit law. And this gets introduced every legislative session, and it hasn't really gone anywhere, but it's certainly one that everybody likes to look at.
Well, there's a big, big, long list, lots more bills that you can check out with Kathleen Gray's story in the Sunday Free Press. Just go to freep.com and it'll be there. And you're going to be kind of doing a regular weekly roundup of the most interesting bills. So we'll have to keep on this with you. It's an interesting way to kind of see what conversations at least are getting started, whether these will ever see the light in day of, in terms of actually becoming laws.
Right. And, you know, I've gotten some pretty good response of this from people who want to see what's being proposed in Lansing before all of a sudden there's the final vote for it. And this way they can talk to their legislators and tell them how they feel about some of these bills.
Kathy Gray, Detroit Free Press, Lansing Bureau. Always great talking with you. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Cindy.